Now, the head of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, Lieutenant General Henry Obering, paid a visit to Prague on Monday to drum up support for a plan to place an American radar station on Czech territory. The U.S. has already made the formal request for the Czechs to host the facility as part of its missile defense shield. Now, the tortuous process of discussing technical details as well as winning crucial political approval is underway. Rob Cameron has more.
Lieutenant General Obering had a busy day on Monday, meeting a host of senior Czech officials and addressing MPs and senators in Parliament. Accompanied by the US ambassador, he spoke to journalists midway through his day of talks and reiterated American concerns that both the United States and Europe were at risk from a potential Iranian missile attack. Lieutenant General Obering said missile defense would also work to counter nuclear proliferation.
Frankly, in spite of all of our arms control measures and everything that we've done in the past, these weapons have continued to proliferate, these ballistic missiles. And I believe that the reason for that is they are very valuable to these countries because they know that there historically has not been a deployed defense against them. If we join together, U.S., NATO, and even Russia, in deploying missile defenses, I believe it will greatly devalue these weapons, and you will see a great reduction in their proliferation and therefore increase the security for all of us.
It's a message which, despite Lieutenant General Obering's upbeat tone, is not getting through to some Czech politicians, particularly on the left. The head of the Missile Defense Agency held talks with Jiří Paroubek, leader of the opposition Social Democrats, whose support could be crucial if stationing the radar station is to be approved by Parliament. A Social Democrat was among a delegation of Czech MPs to visit a similar radar facility on the Marshall Islands, a visit that Lieutenant General Obering described as a success.
I think that the visit of the parliamentarians to the Marshall Islands to actually look at the radar was very positive. I think there was some good impressions from the folks that visited there when they came back. In my discussions with Mr. Paroubek this morning, he stated that his position had not changed. However, he also stated that he had gained more information that he thought was very useful and very positive. And I think that that's worth the discussion and to continue because we welcome the debate and we welcome the opportunity to exchange information.
That debate will certainly continue in the months to come, but opponents of the system were undoubtedly heartened by the results of an opinion poll released on Tuesday morning. The poll, carried out by the CVVM agency, suggested that public support for the radar base is plummeting. Just 25% said they were in favour of the plan, compared to 68% against. Political parties, especially on the left, will have a tough time voting for a system their constituents simply do not want. Pressed by reporters, Lieutenant General Obering said if the Czech Parliament fails to give the plan its seal of approval, the U.S. would be forced to look elsewhere.
We will never go where we are not approved to go, obviously. And if that is the case, there are other alternatives that we have looked at and explored. They're not the ideal. The Czech Republic is the ideal. But there are other options, and we would have to exercise those.
Can you tell us the options?
No, I won't.
And the Lieutenant General Henry Obering there, the head of the U.S. Missile Agency, ending that report by Rob Cameron.